If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for joining me today. I want to talk about ways to make eating clean easier, because no matter where you're at in your journey, I think it's something we think about often, what we're eating, if it's our best choice, how to make our best choice, and sometimes it feels hard. And even if for you it feels pretty routine, I think there are still opportunities to make it easier. And I don't know about you, but I'm in a season of my life where I want things to be as easy as they can possibly be. I also want to share with you a perspective that I love when it comes to making it easier to execute anything, whether it's making it easier to execute a workout habit, making it easier to eat clean, making it easier to stay organized in your home, or anything. And it comes from a phrase that has to do with being able to explain complex topics to anybody. And the phrase is, keep the cookies on the bottom shelf. When I was writing books, I was always encouraged, and the sort of standard advice is to write at a third grade level. You just want it to be very accessible. And I've always thought that if I have true mastery of a topic, I should be able to explain it to anybody, right? I should be able to explain it to my grandmother, to your grandmother, to your five-year-old. It should be really elementary and easy to explain. And this phrase, keep the cookies on the bottom shelf, means make it very accessible. And that is really what we're trying to do in today's episode with regards to making healthy choices. Before we get there, though, I want to address a question that came in. It's an incredibly important question, and it's very timely because the consistency course is open now for enrollment. It has never been more accessible, to use that word again. It's really what we're making the consistency course all about. I wanted it to be as accessible as possible to as many people as possible, regardless of your time, regardless of your finances. But it closes. Enrollment closes on March 31st, right? So I wanted to make sure to include this. I got an email from somebody who was on the fence, thinking about the consistency course, but not totally sure if it was the right thing for her. And she asked a really important question. She said, Elizabeth, what is your level of interaction with individuals in the course? And I love that question. What she was getting at, what she explained is, I really want to be successful. So what are you doing, Elizabeth, to make sure that members come in and are successful? And the first thing that, you know, if I put my shoe on the other foot, if I put myself in the other person's position, is the most valuable, as I see it, the thing that you can take the most assurances in, is I have a 100% success guarantee. And what that means is, if you are not getting results, I will coach you one-on-one until you do, and I'm not going to charge you for it, right? There's not going to be like, oh, okay, well, if you upgrade, if you pay me this amount more, nope. You're already in the consistency course. If you are not getting results, I will work with you one-on-one until you do. That's the biggest thing. The other things that are sort of more in the details, nuance, day in and day out, are things like the community. I love the platform that we've switched to, and a lot of you guys were part of Strong Foundations, and so you got to experience the platform. It's known as Circle. It's totally free to use, and it is, in my opinion, the easiest platform for asking questions and getting answers. And so people can ask questions publicly that everybody can see, and I can answer publicly for everybody to see, or they can very easily direct message me, and I pride myself in staying on top of those responses, whether they are direct to me or they are within the group. So you are never just left to kind of flail in the wind on your own between the discussion board and the ability to private message. The other thing that I take very seriously is being proactive about the struggles and the challenges that people have. If I see that multiple people are like, hey, I don't really know what to do about this, or hey, I'm struggling with this thing, I am always creating new resources and new tools to say, all right, hey, looks like we've got some people struggling with this. Check this out. I created this for you to help you work through that thing. So this is not a fixed, like 10X mindset, for example. You come in and you get 30 days of challenges around upgrading your mindset. The consistency course is different in that it is not a fixed curriculum. It is always changing. And the cool thing that that means for you is that the more people come in and the more people communicate within, the better that it gets, because I create new tools and resources in response to what you're struggling with, what questions you have, and those sorts of things. And then the other big way that I am actively engaged at the individual level is with the coaching calls. So twice a month, we go live, and the entire purpose of the time is to answer questions, provide coaching, and help people move through where they feel stuck or where they're struggling or what they can't seem to get past or just where they need a little bit of extra support. And then lastly, that I'll mention here, I'm very, very excited about the new progress report system and the office hours reviews of the progress report. So basically what that looks like is this. I think it is incredibly important, no matter what your goal is, that you review and assess your progress. You can do this privately, absolutely, or you can do this in a way where I can see what you are sharing. And so every single week, there'll be an opportunity to basically give yourself a progress report. This is what I'm working on. This is what went well. This is what didn't. This is where I feel stuck. This is where I need support. And once a week, I'm going to host office hours where the only purpose of that time is to go through those progress reports, those self-assessments, and give resources, tools, and coaching based on that. That is going to be a way that every single week people can move forward and move the needle and adjust and fine tune what they are doing. So if you are not yet part of the consistency course, I really hope you do not miss out. We're going to have, along with many other things, we've got new challenges starting that are going to run monthly. And the April one, I'm so excited about. It's going to be a great way to create momentum and also have fun while you're pursuing your goals. So if you're not yet signed up for the consistency course, just go to primalpotential.com/TCC22. primalpotential.com/TCC22. And I will also link that up in the show description, or if for some reason you can't find it, just let me know. I want to talk about now five ways to make eating clean easier. And to kick off the conversation, I want to go back to what I said at the start, this idea of keeping the cookies on the bottom shelf. And I'm not talking about literal cookies and the accessibility of cookies. What this refers to is you want to make it accessible. If it is your journaling habit or your workout habit or eating clean, you want to make it as easy as possible. What a lot of people do is that they define their new way of eating for weight loss or their new way of working out to get fit based on these lofty ideals that they're going to do all of these different things. And it's a stretch, it's a reach. And I want to be clear that I am all for challenging yourself. I am all for stepping outside of your comfort zone. But if you're struggling to get consistent and get momentum and follow through on the say things you'll say you do, then that is not the time for stretch goals. It is not the time for lofty ideals. It is the time to make it accessible, to make it within reach, to make it easier, and then build on that as you get consistent, as you gain momentum, and as your confidence is reestablished. How accessible are you making your desires or your goals? You know, today we're talking about eating cleaner. How accessible have you made it for you to do that? For a lot of people, it's a lot more accessible to eat crap because you don't have healthy food in your fridge, or it's not prepped and it's going to take you an hour to make a meal that you want to eat. That's not accessible. How are you setting yourself up to win? Are you making it convenient to do the things you say you want to do? How accessible are you making it? Are the figurative cookies on the bottom shelf? Is what you're trying to do aligned with how organized you are? Are you organized enough to execute what you say you want to execute? Are your beliefs in support of what you want to do? Is your time management aligned with what you're saying you want to do? Your schedule, your circumstances, your lifestyle? Here are a couple things that I do in my life that reflect this idea of keeping the cookies on the bottom shelf, making it very accessible. I work out before my kids wake up, right? This is so major because inevitably, once my kids are up, things don't go according to plan. Somebody doesn't feel well. Somebody needs to be taken to the doctor. I forgot that it's story hour day or that the girls have their early intervention appointment. I mean, there's just so many different things. Somebody's extra fussy. You name it. Any number of things can come up. So I make working out more accessible by doing it before my kids wake up. Now, of course, there are some times when they wake up earlier than they normally do. And so it's not a 100% foolproof system, but it no doubt makes it more accessible. Another thing that I do from a movement standpoint to keep the figurative cookies on the bottom shelf is I walk while I'm working. Unless I'm recording, if I'm working, I'm walking on my treadmill. And then I'm working either from my laptop or from my phone, but I don't hope that I have time to get in my steps when I'm not working or I'm not parenting. No, I do it while I'm working. Another thing that I do on the food front to keep cookies on the bottom shelf, make it more accessible, make it more convenient, I plan my dinners first, and immediately after I plan dinners, I do my online grocery shopping. Just doing it online is another way of making it more accessible to eat healthy because I'm not getting these moments of impulse purchasing or, oh, this is on sale, or, oh, that looks really good, or, oh, I've been so good, or, oh, this one thing won't hurt. I don't keep junk in the house, right? And junk, of course, is subjective. But you're not going to come into my house and find cookies in the pantry. You're not going to find ice cream in the freezer. You're not going to find any of those things that would make it more accessible for me to make choices that aren't aligned with my goals. I want to make it as convenient as possible to eat in a way that is aligned with my goals. So when you open up the fridge, you're going to see string cheese. You're going to see Greek yogurt. You're going to see, well, we don't keep our eggs in the fridge because we have chickens. And so they sit on the counter. The chickens don't sit on the counter. The eggs sit on the counter. But you're going to see foods in our fridge that are aligned with my personal health goals and the way that I want to raise my kids. Another thing from a work standpoint that I do to make it accessible to get my work done, to make it more convenient to get my work done, is I do my most important work task for the day before the kids wake up. There are some days where that is the only work task I do in a day because that's just how the day went and nobody took a nap. Here's another one that makes it accessible for me to eat well. If we're going out, I decide what I'm going to have ahead of time. So sometimes on every other Thursday morning, we'll take the kids either to my mom's or to my in-laws or out for breakfast in the morning time. And if we're going out for breakfast, I decide ahead of time. That way it's not like, oh, I know I should have an omelet, but maybe today I'll do the pancakes. Nope, I've decided ahead of time, right? Another thing that makes it accessible for me to do the things I want to do is I have a coach or I join a program, and so I'm invested in a process and I'm not having to figure everything out by myself all the time. It makes it more accessible to create change. So keep the cookies on the bottom shelf. Make it accessible for whatever the habit is that you want to establish. Set out your workout clothes. Any small thing like that, these things build. Always be looking for how can I make this easier? All right, 5 tips to make eating clean a little bit easier. The first thing I want you to do is give some intentional thought to when or where you struggle the most. For example, this is going to allow us to create a strategy. If you say, well, if I don't have breakfast, then I get super hungry. And because I'm hungry and I'm unprepared, I use the fact that I skipped breakfast and I'm so hungry to justify grabbing something when I'm out or eating something that has more starch or sugar than I would normally eat because, hey, after all, I skipped breakfast because, hey, after all, I'm super hungry, so I have to have something. Okay. If you know that, you have that information, now we can strategize. I'm going to make a frittata at the beginning of the week. And so I don't have to take time to cook breakfast. I just grab a piece out of the fridge. I eat it on my way to work, or I eat it when I get to work, or I eat it right before I leave. Or maybe I'm going to decide now that I'm going to do a protein smoothie every single morning. I'm not super hungry in the morning, but that's going to keep me from getting hangry. I'm just going to set myself up for success. Or I'm going to bring it with me so that when the urge strikes an hour or two later and I'm starting to get really hungry, I have that to go to so I don't feel like I need to get something out of the vending machine or grab something from the break room. Know when and where you struggle the most. If you're somebody who's like, it's that after dinner, man, I need something sweet. Cool. Set yourself up with a selection that is a little bit better than what you normally do. If you're normally doing ice cream or cookies, hey, how about we do some frozen fruit with heavy cream? Give yourself something. It doesn't have to begin with nothing. I can't have anything. And then you just feel like you're losing that battle every single evening. Know when and where you struggle the most and create a strategy that represents an incremental improvement from that thing. Work with where you are. Work with what you know about yourself and your patterns and your habits. And don't see your missteps as mistakes, but as an uncovering of information that you can use for a better strategy moving forward. The second tip. Make sure that the time you spend pays off. For example, I made salmon cakes for dinner last night for myself and the kids and Chris, and I made twice as many as we were going to eat for dinner because now I don't have to think about lunch today. And in fact, my husband ended up having some of them for his leftover breakfast. He did some eggs and leftover salmon cakes for breakfast. So I make sure that if I spend time cooking, that doesn't just pay off for one meal. I always want to make sure it pays off for more than one meal. If I'm going to make ground beef because we're going to have taco salad, I'm going to make two or three times as much because I can use it for other things. Maybe I'm going to do an egg scramble with ground beef for breakfast the next morning, or I'm going to have ground beef on a salad, or whatever you're going to do. When you spend time cooking, set yourself up for success, because if you spend 30 minutes cooking, that 30 minutes can feed you once, or that 30 minutes can feed you two or three times. And this is especially important when you have multiple mouths that you are feeding. I do not need to cook for every meal, and we can still have home-cooked food at every meal. Here's a big one. Number three. Know and opt for healthier options when you go out to eat. So we tend to, I think most people are this way, we tend to go to the same restaurants around us, and we don't go out to eat a ton, but often enough, I know that if we're going to the Italian place, I'm either going to get the prime rib, or I'm going to get the meatballs and salata. So it's two meatballs and a side salad. Is it a perfect choice? No. Is it a much better choice than like, ooh, maybe I'm going to get chicken parm today and have a plate of pasta that's bigger than my head? Know ahead of time. You know, if we go to a Mexican restaurant that I love, I know that there is a salad that I really like and I get it with salmon, or I'll do the carne asada, no rice, no beans. I never feel like if we're going out to eat, I'm screwed or I'm set up for failure, because I know what the options are that I enjoy eating, that I look forward to eating, that also aren't going to make me feel like I've been hit by a bus or like I've completely abandoned my goals. Look at the appetizer menu. A lot of times there are options that can be aligned with your goals that might not be on the dinner menu or the lunch menu. But the bottom line there is, just don't wing it. Just don't wing it. Be strategic. And if you aren't sure of an option that's more aligned with your goals, ask somebody. Ask a friend. Ask a sibling. Ask somebody in the Primal Potential Facebook group. If you're in the consistency course, bring it up in one of our discussion posts or in the coaching call, or message me directly, or any number of things. Number four, stay stocked with simple options. If you are putting yourself in a situation where if you open the refrigerator and you're really hungry, but everything is 30 minutes of prep away, you're probably going to struggle a lot more than if you had things that you can always grab in a pinch and go to. A couple of those for me right now, and they sort of change seasonally or change with my preferences, Greek yogurt is a big one. There's two things that I do most often with Greek yogurt. One is I'll mix in a scoop of my favorite protein powder so that it's not just plain Greek yogurt. Or the other thing that I've been doing lately is I'll take plain Greek yogurt, and then there's this organic dip mix, like a dry powder French onion dip mix, and I'll mix the French onion dip mix in with the Greek yogurt, and then I'll dip carrots and cucumbers and things like that in it. It's better from a protein standpoint, way better and lower fat than if I were to just like mix it with sour cream or buy French onion dip or anything like that, which would probably have added ingredients that I want to avoid. And I'm getting a lot of protein, but it's also a savory option. I don't know about you, but sometimes I love creamy, salty, savory, crunchy, and that is a good go-to for me. So I always have Greek yogurt in for that reason. Plus, of course, protein powder. If I want to make a protein smoothie, I can do that in 60 seconds. And I love the simplicity of that. Another good one is have a rotisserie chicken in your refrigerator. Get it at the grocery store, leave it in the fridge, or take 5 minutes and pull it all off the bone, put it in a Tupperware, and then you just have some chicken that you can either throw on top of a salad or you can eat plain, but that's in there ready to go. You don't have to cook up chicken breast, which you might not have time to do. I always have frozen broccoli and frozen cauliflower rice in my freezer. You might hate those vegetables. If you do, those aren't the ones for you, but for us, if I'm like, all right, we're going to do steaks, but what are we going to do with steaks? I can always grab a bag of frozen cauliflower rice or a bag of frozen broccoli and have that ready to go in less than 5 minutes. I also will do a lot of scrambles with the frozen cauliflower rice. Maybe we have some leftover steak and I have some avocado, or I'll scramble up some eggs with it. Any leftover, or even just the rotisserie chicken and some frozen cauliflower rice, salt, butter, good to go. Know your preferences. Don't have convenience options that you hate. If you don't like hard-boiled eggs, then don't have them in your fridge just because you saw somebody on social media that makes sure they always have hard-boiled eggs. If you don't like them, don't choose it. And then lastly, remember that you don't need to figure food out every single day as though you've never figured it out before. You don't have to fight the same battle over and over and over again. And the way that I avoid this is I have basically routines. I do not have the same thing for breakfast every day. I do not have the same thing for lunch every day, but I do have a rotation. So breakfast for me, and again, this is reflective of my preferences and my goals, and if you don't like the sound of this, don't do it. But I have either Greek yogurt or a protein smoothie or a cabbage salad bowl or bacon and eggs. Those are my breakfast rotations. And so I always have those things, and I'm not standing in front of the refrigerator being like, what am I going to do for breakfast? I also have the same approach with my kids. So my twins are allergic to eggs, which makes breakfast time a little bit of a challenge. So I do overnight oats. And if Roman wants overnight oats, amazing. And I always put protein powder or Greek yogurt or both in with my kids. I do not like oats, and I do not like starting my day with carbohydrates. It just doesn't support my energy levels. So, but my kids, they love it. And so I know, all right, before I leave for the gym, I'm going to pull the overnight oats out for the kids. Roman can either have those because he's not allergic to eggs, or we'll scramble him up some eggs and we're good to go. I'm not every single morning, and I know so many parents feel this way, like, oh, what are we going to give the kids for lunch today? We have routines. We have rotations. Some of the things in our dinner rotation right now, which is seasonal, we have steak at least once a week. We will grill steaks and either do broccoli or asparagus alongside it. We'll do pork loin. I love to take pork loin, sear it, pop it in the oven. I'll do a very simple mustard cream sauce. I like it with cauliflower rice. I often do regular rice for my husband, and then the kids usually get a combination. Big chicken thighs. Always have chicken thighs on hand. Throw them in a pan, throw them in the oven. Takes very little time, and I always make sure, again, to cook enough so that we have leftovers for either another dinner or lunches, something like that. Chili, burgers, poke bowls. I don't ever have to feel this sense of like, oh crap, what are we doing for dinner tonight? That makes it harder. Have some rotations. And if you get tired of something, pull it out of the rotation, put something else in. Ask people for their ideas of dinners that they're loving, that have the sort of criteria that you're looking for, whether that's in the amount of time that it takes or the simplicity of ingredients or certain health goals. But don't act like you've got to figure this out fresh every day. If you're struggling with the same thing over and over and over again, like, what are we going to do for dinner? What are we going to do for dinner? What are we going to do for breakfast? You need to change your approach, right? So you're going to identify when and where you struggle the most and then use that information to inform a new strategy. Make sure that when you cook, that time pays off. If I make a big jar of overnight oats, I'm going to make two big jars of overnight oats, right? Because if I'm spending the time, I want to get as much as possible out of that time. No, identify ahead of time healthier options for the places that you regularly go out to eat. Stay stocked with simple options that are aligned with your goals and are things you want to eat. And then have a rhythm or a rotation. If you feel, whether it's what you're going to have for dinner or it's anything else that you feel like you're struggling with every single day, have a rhythm, have a routine. You don't have to figure it out every single day. I want to remind you guys, tomorrow is the last day to register for the 12 Weeks to Transformation. I do not want you to miss this. There is a 100% success guarantee that is like the strongest guarantee that I could ever offer for you. I hope and I pray that you will join me in there because I do not want you to continue in this struggle. The podcast is about learning, right? The podcast is not about changing. I mean, it is about that, but it is not the tool for that. It is the tool for learning. It is a tool for information. Nothing that you just heard is going to change your life unless you get involved and you do something with it. Whereas the consistency course is entirely about the action, the implementation, and the change making in your life. So you can check out the show description for the link to join me, or you can go to primalpotential.com/TCC22. If for any reason you're having trouble finding that link, just message me, email me, send a smoke signal, and I will get it to you. All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.